Well, we're joined now by a very special guest, one of India's key regional partners, the Prime Minister of Bhutan, over here on a visit which has seen him be at Rashtrapati Bhavan, where the new government was inaugurated. It's an honour speaking to him. Bhutan, one of India's closest allies, partners, friends. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Deeply honoured. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir.
How important is continuity in the relationship between Bhutan and India, significant in carrying forward the momentum which presently exists?
Well, the relations are very strong. And so carrying forward the momentum is very important. But the relations have always been good. The relations between India and Bhutan have always been good. And as such, regardless of governments, there's always been continuity in terms of nurturing our good relations. And this is why I'm delighted to be here, honored that Prime Minister Modi has invited me, and honored to be here representing my king, His Majesty the King, and the people of Bhutan at this momentous occasion, the swearing-in of the third Modi government.
So, since the last several decades, there's been a very close economic association between India and Bhutan. Bhutan's first five-year plan was in 1971. India has been a partner at many levels over the decades. How is this significant in the relationship?
Well, India is our main development partner. And while we have made significant success since the start of our development journey in 1961, India has always been our main partner. And as a result, we've enjoyed tremendous success in terms of socioeconomic growth and progress. You know that the first visit Prime Minister Modi took overseas after becoming Prime Minister in 2014 was to Bhutan.
Yes.
During his second tenure, at the end of his tenure, this is like 2.5 months ago, Prime Minister Modi visited Bhutan, and that was the last visit abroad in his second tenure. During that visit, he announced a range of partnerships, and one of which is the economic stimulus plan to the tune of 1,500 rupees. This is going to help us stimulate our economy that has not quite rebounded after the COVID pandemic.
Yes.
The second is, you mentioned, the 13th five-year plan. The 13th five-year plan begins soon, on 1st of July. And there, Prime Minister Modi has announced an assistance package of 8,500 crores that's going to be used for a range of things. Infrastructure, roads, bridges, health, education, IT and the like. Beyond that, we have a lot of partnerships coming up in hydropower development. And one of the biggest announcements by Prime Minister Modi was his unreserved and complete support for the Gelifu Mindfulness City.
In fact, that's my next question, sir. It's the Mindfulness City, Gelifu Mindfulness City, it borders Assam, as it were. It's a major development and economic initiative of Bhutan. How do you see India as a partner, and what are the objectives of the Mindfulness City?
Well, the Mindfulness City is a vision of His Majesty the King. The Mindfulness City is, like you said, located in the border of India and Bhutan, and specifically in Assam. And while it is for Bhutan, this is going to provide economic growth that is true to the principles and ideals of gross national happiness, but perhaps with a lot more impetus and focus on growing our economy so that the people of Bhutan benefit. But that said, the people of the region will also benefit simply from where it is located, and because the vision, the royal vision, as it is being developed, will create a city that is going to be technologically advanced, but technology is just going to be a tool to ensure that the people who live there enjoy peace, prosperity and enhanced well-being. The city is located, in fact, is sandwiched between two of our oldest national parks. So while most cities have to develop gardens and even forests, here we already have ready-made protected areas, and the city will add value to those protected areas, while the protected areas are going to define also the city. So this is going to be extremely unique. Yeah.
Sir, I know you you follow the ecology very closely, and it is a big part of Bhutan's thinking, protecting the environment. All of us, certainly India and Bhutan, face climate change issues. Glacial melt is a problem which affects the entire region. How do you believe this needs to be an active part of the conversation between our countries, for sure, and, you know, your broader thoughts on this concern?
Back to your earlier question about the Gelufu Mindfulness City, you asked how can India play a more meaningful role. Yes. And like I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. the Indian government is fully supportive of this, the Royal Vision and our initiative. And Prime Minister Modi has offered full support. In terms of investment, obviously, we would welcome Indian investors. But during the early stages, connectivity is important, and the government of India is working very closely with us to ensure that connectivity in the form of roads, rail, IT, and air connectivity is established for the city. The city is going to be, it's already carbon negative. The country is carbon negative. The city is already carbon negative. I do think the way it's being designed, I'm confident that it's going to be a net sequestrator of carbon, so it's going to remain carbon negative. And in that sense, it's going to be a role model for urban living in the future. And this leads me to climate change. Yes. The next question, what can Bhutan and India do? Bhutan and India, let's put it this way. We have very strong partnership economically. And the defining feature of our partnership is the development of hydropower. Mm. The hydropower we develop is clean. The energy we produce is green. And that energy is available for use in Bhutan, in India, and the region. And that, I think, is one of the biggest partnerships in fighting climate change, I dare say, anywhere in the world. Right. And I say that because bilateral partnerships for fighting climate change, tackling climate change is not easy, simply because the nature of climate change is that it is global.
Right.
It's a global problem, yes. And the solution must also be global. So while Bhutan and India continue to work together to tackle climate change, to do our respective bits, I'm convinced that India has to play a bigger role in leading the world in tackling climate change.
One of the bedrocks, sir, of the relationship between Bhutan and India has been our close strategic equation. It's an alliance or a relationship for decades. How is mutual respect and a consideration of mutual interests a key part of that?
It's a friendship. Ours is more than an alliance.
Right.
It's an established, proven friendship based on, yes, mutual respect, but trust, understanding, and this friendship is growing. While it is growing, you can't take it for granted. It obviously needs to be nurtured. And this is what Prime Minister Modi has been doing in the last 10 years, nurturing the friendship with Bhutan, and that's my immediate interest, mm-hmm. but also with the region and the world.
And one final question. You know, you have a close personal equation with the Prime Minister. He was honored with your highest civilian award just a couple of months back. Could you tell us a little bit about your interactions with him? Because at one level, it's the personal chemistry between leaders which really provides the direction and the impetus in the relationship.
Well, Prime Minister Modi was honored not with my award, with His Majesty the King's Award, and that's the highest civilian award. And we were honored in Bhutan that it was given to, awarded to Prime Minister Modi, and that he came all the way to Bhutan, in spite of his very busy mm-hmm. schedule at the end of his second tenure as Prime Minister, to personally receive that award. We're very honored. I enjoy a very good relationship. I'm blessed. I enjoy a very close relationship with Prime Minister Modi. Obviously, I see him as a mentor. Yeah, and I'm very fortunate to receive his mentorship. I see him as a guru because he's very clear in his vision. And he's very clear that his vision will be implemented. And so in that respect, I see him as a guru. But most importantly, I see him as my elder brother. In fact, I call him Barabai.
How wonderful. And just as we leave you, it's something which we really admire of Bhutan, your happiness quotient. The fact that you believe that without basic happiness, there cannot be harmony in the minds of people in your country. As a prime minister, how do you work towards making that, you know, front and center of your vision?
For us, it's easy because we have the enlightened leadership of our kings. For the region also, it should be easy because the spirituality that permeates all of South Asia essentially talks about taking care of oneself, mm-hmm. and by taking care of oneself, taking care of the world. It's all about balance. It's about happiness. Whether it is any of the spiritualities that emerge from India, whether it's yoga, Ayurveda, anything. I mean, it's based on the same principles of what we call cross-national happiness.
Right. Your Excellency, it's been an honor speaking to you. Thank you very much indeed for speaking
to us.
Honor's
mine.